Now he goes on to say, have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord, and Cephas? Evidently, the brethren of the Lord here were his half-brothers, James and Jude, I take it, were actually married, and out on their missionary journeys, they took a wife with them. And Paul said, I have that freedom also. But Paul felt that his ministry would be curtailed, be hindered. Paul says, I have that freedom. Now, if a minister, and especially if you're out in Bible conference work, if you don't take your wife, they wonder what's wrong, what's happened. And if you do take your wife, they say, well, he can't go anywhere without her. So, I mean, a preacher's in a bad way. I remember when our daughter was growing up, my wife stayed at home to take care of her. That is her first responsibility, and see that she had her clothes, went to school, and took care of her. And I'd go alone in Bible conferences, and I'd be quizzed, generally by some very curious saint, say, why isn't Miss McGee with you? Well, I'd have to go into detail. Now she goes with me. My daughter's away. She's married. My wife goes with me everywhere. And I find that some of them, every now and then, I meet a curious saint. Does your wife go with you all the time? As if, well, can't you get rid of her or get away from her? May I say to you, you can't win in the ministry. I found that out. But Paul is meeting that same thing. Paul said, I have a right to take a wife with me, but I've made my decision. As we said before, we believe he's a widower. And then he goes on to say, are I only and Barnabas have not we power to forbear working? Paul says, Barnabas and I could stay home. We don't have to go as missionaries. Our salvation doesn't depend on whether we are missionaries.